Hawaii, 5 sea days and a closed casino. An active volcano, green sea turtles, humpback whales, and 5 days off. Hawaii is not a port call. It is an experience. Hawaii does not fit the standard port article format, and it would be dishonest to try to squeeze it into one. A typical port call gives you a few hours in a city. Hawaii gives most ships 5 days across multiple islands, with crew largely free to explore while the passengers are doing their own thing. The casino stays closed the entire time. Federal law prohibits gambling within 3 miles of any U.S. coastline, and Hawaiian waters are U.S. territory, so casino staff in particular find themselves with something close to a week of free time in one of the most remarkable places on Earth. The journey to get there is part of the experience. From Los Angeles, there are typically 5 consecutive sea days crossing the Pacific before the islands appear on the horizon. For crew who work in the casino, those sea days mean extended shifts with nothing to break them up. What comes after more than compensates. The approach, watch the volcano. As the ship approaches the Big Island, it passes close to the southeastern coast, close enough that Kilauea, one of the most active volcanoes on the planet, may be visible from the deck. This is not a guaranteed sight, and what you see depends on the current state of the eruption, the weather, and the ship's exact route. But it is worth being on deck for the approach. Seeing an active volcano from the ocean, even from a distance, is genuinely unlike anything else that appears on a cruise itinerary. Kilauea has been intermittently erupting since December 23, 2024, with episodic lava fountaining events occurring within Halemaumau crater at the summit. These episodes can produce lava fountains reaching hundreds of meters into the air, with volcanic plumes visible across significant distances. The eruption is contained within Hawaii Volcanoes National Park and poses no threat to surrounding communities, but it is active and at the right moment and from the right position, spectacular. Honolulu, electronics and everything else. Honolulu on the island of Oahu is the only port where the ship docks. The other islands are typically tendered, meaning passengers and crew travel to shore by smaller boat. Honolulu brings the ship within walking distance of the city, and from there a bus or taxi takes you to the shopping areas that most crew make their first destination. Electronics are the practical draw. U.S. sales tax on consumer electronics is lower than most European countries, and the selection in Honolulu is full domestic U.S. retail. Best Buy, Apple stores, and major shopping centers carry everything at standard American prices without the import markups that appear in European or Caribbean ports. For crew who have been putting off a significant purchase, this is the moment. Do your electronics shopping in Honolulu and leave the grocery run to one of the quieter islands. Pearl Harbor is a short distance from the city and worth visiting on its own terms. The USS Arizona Memorial sits above the sunken battleship where it rests on the harbor floor, and the experience of being directly above the ship, visible through the clear water below the memorial, is sobering in a way that photographs do not prepare you for. The battleship Missouri, where Japan's formal surrender was signed in 1945, is also at Pearl Harbor and open for tours. Waikiki Beach, immediately adjacent to downtown Honolulu, is the most famous beach in the Hawaiian Islands, a long stretch of white sand backed by hotels and accessible by foot from the city center. The water is warm year-round, and the swimming is easy. Diamond Head, the volcanic crater that frames the eastern end of Waikiki, can be hiked in under 2 hours from the trailhead, and offers a view across the Honolulu coastline that is one of the more satisfying payoffs for a relatively modest physical effort. The Big Island. Volcanoes and wildlife. The island of Hawaii, known as the Big Island to distinguish it from the state, is where the most dramatic natural experiences are concentrated. Hawaii Volcanoes National Park covers the Kilauea summit area and provides the closest legal public access to the active eruption zone. The Crater Rim Trail skirts the edge of the caldera, and the park's overlooks provide views across the volcanic landscape that vary significantly depending on eruption activity. During active fountaining episodes, the glow of lava is visible from designated viewing areas at night. Green sea turtles, honu in Hawaiian, are a common sight along the Big Island's coastline, particularly at beaches like Punalu'u Black Sand Beach, where they regularly come ashore to rest. Seeing a large turtle moving through clear water or basking on dark volcanic sand is the kind of encounter that tends to appear in accounts of the trip years later. Humpback whales migrate to Hawaiian waters during winter months, roughly November through April, and are frequently visible from the coast or from boats during that period. Their presence offshore, breaching, tail slapping, or simply surfacing to breathe, is one of those experiences that retains its impact regardless of how many times you see it. Manta ray night snorkeling is available from the Kona coast on the Big Island's western side and is consistently rated among the most memorable activities available anywhere in the Hawaiian Islands. Operators anchor in shallow water where lights attract plankton, which in turn attract the mantas, large, graceful filter feeders that pass directly beneath snorkelers in the dark water. It is unusual, entirely safe, and difficult to overstate. Maui, beaches and the road to Hana. Maui is the second largest Hawaiian island and offers a range of experiences compressed into a relatively accessible geography. The road to Hana is a winding 65-mile coastal highway along the island's northeastern shore, passing through rainforest, over dozens of bridges, and past waterfalls, black sand beaches, and small towns that feel genuinely unhurried. It is a full-day drive, and not one to rush. The point is the journey, rather than any specific destination. Haleakala, the massive dormant volcano that forms the island's eastern half, rises to over 3,000 meters, and its crater is one of the more alien-looking landscapes in the Hawaiian Islands. Watching the sunrise from the summit, above the cloud layer, is a specific Maui experience that requires a very early start and a reservation. The national park requires advance bookings for sunrise access, but delivers a view that is hard to replicate elsewhere. The waters around Maui are among the best for whale watching in Hawaii during winter months. A partially submerged volcanic caldera offshore offers clear visibility and diverse marine life in a protected setting. Kauai, the oldest and greenest. Kauai is the oldest of the main Hawaiian islands geographically, and its longer exposure to erosion and rainfall has produced the most dramatic green landscape in the chain. The Napali coast on the island's northern shore, towering fluted sea cliffs dropping directly into the ocean, is accessible by boat, by helicopter, or via the demanding Kalalau Trail. From the sea, the cliffs rise hundreds of meters in near-vertical faces covered in vegetation, with waterfalls running directly into the ocean below. Waimea Canyon, sometimes described as the Grand Canyon of the Pacific, runs through the island's western interior and offers views across an entirely different Hawaiian landscape, dry, layered, and geological, in a way that contrasts sharply with the lush green coast. A few practical notes. Crew discounts are occasionally available at smaller local shops, but are rarely offered by major retail chains or shopping centers. It is worth asking, but not worth building your plans around. Walmart and other large U.S. supermarkets are available in Honolulu and on the larger islands, and prices are standard domestic U.S. rates, significantly better than most ports for bulk supplies. If grocery shopping is on the list, it is worth doing on the islands rather than waiting for the return leg. The weather varies significantly between the windward, wet, and leeward dry sides of each island, and between islands. The Big Island in particular can be raining on one side and sunny on the other simultaneously. Check conditions for wherever you are planning to go, rather than assuming island-wide weather. 5 sea days of working the casino, then 5 days in Hawaii with nowhere you have to be.